You are tuned in to Kingston's only truly local radio station, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. What's up, everybody? Good morning. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call, the first one of December, so that's exciting. And you just heard what the AI inside Spotify has told me was my most listened to song of the year, which I don't necessarily disagree with. But, folks, you already know, we gotta talk Spotify rap, because I think this is one of the more terrible years for Spotify Wrapped ever. And I think a lot of that blame can be placed solely at the feet of AI. Before we get into that, just so you're aware, what you're hearing underneath me right now is actually music from what Spotify noted was my number one artist, Mr. Yuki Hayashi. And the reason I think he was my number one artist is because, as you can hear, this is very kind of like upbeat, high BPM, This is Black Bullet by Yuki Hayashi, if you're curious. Wonderful tune. And what I'm going to have after this underneath my voice is also another Yuki Hayashi. I figured it wasn't necessarily the right genre to play on its own for Friday morning, but it is a lovely tune. So if you're listening in, that's what's playing underneath me. And the reason why Mr. Hayashi is my number one artist is because this is obviously on my running playlist. So it's skewed a little bit. I can't blame AI for that. However, if you, like me, checked out your Spotify Wrapped, you saw some of the most garbled, nonsensical genre combinations of all time. And by that I mean the way that the AI Spotify has used to calculate Wrapped perceives music is endlessly fascinating to me. This, I think, counts as, it's like, aeronautical, flying, soaring vocal rhythms or something. And I'm like, that is total nonsense. It really, honestly, and this is going to sound maybe a little too internet-brained, but the language around a lot of Spotify rap this year reminds me of how people talk about Wicked, where it's just kind of like throwing words together to create sentences that have absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And as I've been kind of looking around online, some of my favorite Spotify genre descriptions is bougie football rap, pink Pilates princess roller skating pop. Once again, stuff that, if you spend more than 1 second thinking about it, completely falls apart. 100%. So, Spotify Wrapped last year, alright, not bad. You get like all these extra little bonus features. You can tell it was at least some human being was involved at some point in the process. This year, I don't think anybody with a heartbeat or a pulse had anything to do with it. And I think that's very fitting. That's kind of telling about where we're going. 2024 was the year of AI. And like 2024 itself, it wasn't a good year. We have seen AI cook the planet, make things worse, and now the AI war has come for our most valuable, our wonderful Spotify playlist, hasn't it, folks? So that's what I wanted to get off my chest, because it's been driving me insane. I truly cannot believe how poorly this has gone. And, yeah, you know what? Some people online have claimed that Spotify is just straight up making up some of the data, and I would actually agree with that. Because it told me my most music-heavy day of the year this year was actually October 25th. So I was like, okay, October 25th. All right, I would have been... It's like a Friday. So I download all my MP3s in advance. So it's not like I was even doing it for the show. And I was like, oh, maybe I was on the road traveling to a football game. No, I was not. It told me I listened to Spotify for like 265 minutes on Friday, October 25th. And I went back to like check my records and I don't have any of that. So I really honestly don't know where this metric came from. And I'm certainly not alone in that. It just kind of apparated out of thin air. But hey, that's Spotify for you. There we go. A little more up tempo here. This is Monsters Banquet. Yeah, also with Yuki Hayashi being my number one artist, I'm exposing myself. This is, yes, strictly anime music. And this one is particularly embarrassing because it comes from the Tumblr fan fiction dream, Haikyuu, the volleyball anime about impossibly talented teenagers. You know the drill by now. At least Black Bullet comes from like a slightly more mature, wonderful anime about running called Run With The Wind, which you should check out. Wonderful. Haikyuu, if you're terminally online, like you're a Tumblr person, absolutely watch the show. If you're over the age of 16, you can probably skip it. But you gotta say, excellent music. I love Yuki Hayashi. Also coming up on the program today, alright, we have got some heavy-duty subject matter to cover, because it's been a wild day in, like, North American politics, and the discourse around... let's say direct action to keep things a little more vague. So we're going to talk about that. We have got music coming up today from other individuals that were on my Spotify Wrapped. People like Vecner, people like Ducks Limited, Current Swell. We've got some Declan McKenna coming up. Jeanette King, Arez Zavari, Teen Days. And even a little bit of Caribou and some Soul Scream in there. So we've got a lot of great tunes coming up, stretching across a wide array of genres and backgrounds. And hey, if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, head on over to @CFRC Music and see CFRC's rap for the year, put together by the incredibly talented Mae Pollan. She did a fantastic job alongside our tech manager Chance, combing through the data to put together a CFRC Wrapped, our top played songs, our most highlighted artists. Go on over to @CFRC Music right now. Leave a comment. Tell us what your most listened to track, what your most listened to artist was for 2024. And one final note, folks, before we get back to our regularly scheduled programming here. If you haven't already, head over to CFRC.ca, click donate. Funding drive is going on until the end of 2024. So I'll tell you, speaking on my own level personally, 2024, not a great year for me. But we can end it off strong together. You can donate through the Queen's University Giving Portal or directly through CFRC.ca. Get yourself some sweet swag, hats, t-shirts, pins, pens, a tote bag, all that, and so much more. Our goal is $25,000, and that money, I promise you, is going to be put towards essential day-to-day operations at the station, as well as special projects allowing us to continue to give you the very best in local music, news, and sports. Look at that. Perfect pitch by yours truly once again. But now it's time to get back to the music. We're going to play another artist that was on my Spotify Wrapped. Here is Sum 41 with The Hell Song right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just a matter how you solve them, but what else are we supposed to do? Yeah.
Speaking for me, do it for fun. The FRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
You keep saying that it feels like you're driving on the wrong side of the road. And I say I believe you even though I know you're lying. Yeah, cause I want no drama. Cause I will keep the peace with any means. Any means necessary. Even if it means living a dream that never ends and drives me crazy. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na. If you're feeling good, I'm feeling good too, mama. Sha-na-na-na. Nothing to do. People keep telling me that I'm not the pain, but I'm the pill. Yeah, I'm the keeper. Think of me and what you want. Think of me and what you will. Cause I'm a big believer that I'm a keeper.
Yeah. the best of me. Anyone with two eyes could see forever in the in-between. Forever down, forever. Another dial eternity. The whole world rolling underneath. Won't learn to turn the other cheek. Won't settle down, or never. Will I be satisfied? Believe well enough alone. Another's eyes to be.
Black west out. Reason and sun is the same magic. can't get far when I'm lost without a cause. All the while I'm standing still, and oh, I got you on the run. Oh, I got you on the run.
Are back. That was Oshawa's own Cuff the Duke with Got You on the Run. And this is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just finished a marathon music block there, kicking it off with Sum 41 and The Hell Song. We had Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot, Billy Talent's River Below, Mobile, Playing a lot of mobile lately. I think nobody said that since probably 2009. With Tomorrow Starts Today, Beckner, Dead Tourists, probably my most played song, at least on CFRC airwaves for 2024. It's pretty close. We also had Current Swell with Peacekeeper, Ducks Limited, the Australian-Canadian combo band with Grim Symmetry, REM with one of my favorites off 1985's Reckoning. That was Little America. And folks, underneath me today is music from what Spotify's AI tells me is my top artist of 2024, Japan's own Yuki Hayashi, one of the most acclaimed composers for popular television shows and movies, largely in the realm of anime. And former gymnast turned self-taught musician, which I think is a pretty incredible story. A story that I would hesitate to say is incredible, but is certainly fascinating, is the one that has played out over the past 48 hours or so. About, what was it? It might have even been yesterday. I've got to get the exact details on this, because it feels like I've lived a life since. So yeah, yesterday at 6:40 a.m. outside of the, the Hilton in New York City, there was a shooting of a United Healthcare CEO named Brian Thompson. And I am going to say that CFRC disavows any kind of violent action. What I want to talk about is the reaction to the action, because it has been something truly fascinating that I really don't think I've ever seen anything like this. And I think the universally positive reaction to this event is predicated on the fact that people hate healthcare, like the health insurance system. It drives you insane. And we're lucky in Canada because we don't have the same predatory health insurance system yet. Give it time, especially here in Ontario. But for me, a good barometer of how truly popular something that, you know, I would say is on maybe, let's say, the more left side of the spectrum is to see the reactions on Facebook. And I have never seen anything like United Health putting out a statement saying, oh, our CEO has tragically passed, and it getting to like 38,000 laugh reacts. That is like brain breaking material. So it has been one of the more fascinating developments I can recall politically in my time, and it has resulted in other American health insurance companies, for instance, removing the staff pages on their websites or going back on planned increases for essential medication like insulin. And even the New York Times, which I would say generally has some of the worst, most monstrous articles. I mean, they've just lied about a million different things, especially the situation in Gaza. But the New York Times comment section even is like, well, I don't know what people expect. Everybody hates the health insurance industry, and physicians and healthcare employees especially hate the health insurance industry. If you've got the New York Times being like, well, yeah, I mean, that kind of tells you what kind of larger, broader entity you're dealing with. So there you have it, folks. Not since July 2022... with the Shinzo Abe incident, have I seen such universal praise for an act that you can say is karmically evil. It's a crazy situation. Person responsible still at large, although they did release pictures online. And the other, let's say, dovetail of this is everybody going, honestly, he's kind of serving face. And he is. And folks, it's not my job here to pass judgment for or against, but I think the line I saw is you should try to avoid living a life that results in millions of people cheering online when it ends. So that's my advice for you. You know, demonstrate kindness. Help others. Don't deny their access to life-saving medications, I think is probably what we can all agree on there. Another thing we can all agree on is that it's been a while since I've done the band. And I'm feeling a little bandly today, and I saw that this bandle, which if you've never heard of the bandle, think of it like the Wordle. You have six attempts to solve something instead of it being a five-letter word. This time, it is a song that has been put through the midification process, so it's chip-tuned, bit-tuned, whatever they call it. And you got five attempts to try and guess what's going on. And this one is from the year 1991. And because it's Friday, it's also a movie soundtrack song, which is famously not my bag. 1991, I can tell you right now, pretty significant year for music. Start of the grunge wave, right towards September 1991. You get a lot of really big releases. You get Guns N' Roses, which I know isn't grunge. You get Rage Against the Machine, which isn't grunge, but is kind of similar in its, let's say, social outlook on the world. And then, of course, you get Nirvana, Nevermind. I think X by Pearl Jam also was 1991. That might have been 92. Got some Yuki Hayashi underneath here. I'm just double-checking this because I want to see if that was the case. I think it might be 1992. Because Elon Musk has changed the name of Twitter to X, it makes it much harder to find this information, which is awesome. Thanks, man. Oh, 10. Sorry, it's stylized as X. There you go. Yeah, 1991. August 27th, 1991. Wow, okay. So within like a month, you had four or five massively important albums coming out that completely transformed the American popular music structure. So there you go. So 1991, we're going to start with the drums. Let me make sure. Yeah, we're ready to roll. So this is Is this the Terminator 2 theme? It's probably not. Oh, it is. All right, this was par 5. And as soon as I heard the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, I knew it was the Terminator. Well, Terminator theme, but 1991 Terminator 2. That was maybe a little embarrassing for me. I do want to play the Terminator 2 theme underneath me, though. So give me a moment here, folks. That's what we call the power of neurodivergence. Much like how when Lauren was doing the Summer Monday Indie Wake-Up Call, they like, what was it? They nailed something in 30 seconds. That was like a 3-second call for me. As soon as I heard the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So there you go, 1991. Let's see what else was big in 1991. Terminator 2 was everywhere. Still an unbelievably sick film. And it made, $500 million, which in 1991 is like $3 trillion today. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, number 2, 390. Beauty and the Beast, okay. Great little animated film, 346. Hook, wasn't for me, but I get it. Silence of the Lambs, questionable in its sentiment. Good movie, though. JFK, huh? On the subject? That's very fitting. The Naked Gun, 2.5, The Smell of Fear. That's a very Jesse-coded movie. The Addams Family, Cape Fear. Okay, and Hot Shots. An interesting year, 1991, in film. I'm with it, though. I mess with that crazy. There's some bangers on this list. And there you have it, folks. Just like that, we have powered through. We talked a little bit about the shifting Overton window in, I'm going to say, North American politics, and the overwhelmingly positive response to, well, let's say something that has particularly bad optics in the ongoing situation in New York, which is fascinating. We did the Bandel, and we crushed the Bandel. So I think it's time. Ooh, yeah, there we go. You can tell why Terminator 2 is the greatest. Just listen to this track. I think it's time for us to get back into the swing of things here. Coming up next on your Friday Indie Wake-Up Call. Well, we had a bit of a heavier run for a moment there. So, you know what? I think it's got to change. And this is Caribou with Got to Change. We'll be right back.
ルを伝えるべく例えるタイトルを与えるソウルスクリーン魂の叫び蜂と蝶なる MC 蝶のようにマイゆらりゆら蜂のように刺すブンブンバ蝶のようにマイゆらりゆら蜂のように刺すブンブンバ神羅万象陰と陽蜂と蝶のよう大極なス大将たるタイトル思いを合わす片や蜂片や蝶の葉蝶の葉同胞繰り出し突き差し出すフロー
光キラリキラびやかな物語導く道しるべ道のり右左左右ゆらりゆらゆらり滑らかに流れるフロー
厳選され宣言されたリリカル意志ある B こそが B の中のテクニシャンテクニカルに舞う宙を飛び交う飛び出す映像を明瞭に変えてくねよなる形容詞成功に組み立てた検証の連打のごとく響く現代を全裸にさらす変態組む言葉の大群自在操る超ハチなる MC
原型から洗練されたリリカル意味ある言葉タクス H のイニシャル光らす東京の上空で遭遇悠々とブンブンとマンハチと超なる MC
蝶のようにマイゆらりゆらハチのように刺すブンブンバ蝶のようにマイゆらりゆら蜂のように刺すブンブンバ綿密で剣密なミツバチ進化し続ける言葉が生み出す独学のリズムの階段をガイダンス開拓する卓越した格別なるスタイルのライミングをヒーロー
一瞬たりとも見逃さず見ろ自由なる発想で降りそう脳みそと精神鍛え磨く美学東京の真四角の空瀬に羽ばたく瞬く真相を必ず語らぐ柔軟性あるヒューマンリズムまたぐリズムつなぐインからイン蝶のようなライミングオーヒーロー
一瞬たりとも見逃さず見ろ鋭い視線視点で線目なる映像を与える演奏なる視野は今を見渡すリアリストたる実力ある密度濃い質の高い表現の連続で原則を打ち砕くペンを通るペンを通る上下左右に緩急つける落差拡散させてかぐらんさぐらんたくさんイン転がし言葉知る言葉このメッセージ天変地へ起こしする共鳴
繊細でメンタルからなる視点あらゆる観点で通ずる表現を語り描写から浮かばす背景に必要とする表現力起承転結を綿密に計算された一句一句のリリック大きけなんて強制しなくともする共鳴
蝶のようにマイゆらりゆら蜂のように刺すブンブンバ蝶のようにマイゆらりゆら蜂のように刺すブンブンバ瞬時に空気を切り裂く素早い語り口語る口で満たす節々二万円まんべんなくばらまく羽ばたく死に託した魂生きる21世紀
魅力に技量加え全てを魅了させ夢中に刺すプラス生きるヒントを足すかすかな